The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to call in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, and it's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Inviting you also to our website over at freetalklive.com, where you can create the content. Everything that you see as you scroll down the front page, the main column there, was created by listeners like you, selecting content from around the web and pasting it into our submission form at freetalklive.com, which is really tied in with Reddit. So basically, we got a Reddit subreddit, and that is something you can link in your Reddit account with Free Talk Live account. Make it easy to contribute content right to the front page of freetalklive.com and also cast your vote on other content. Johnson has more to say from Wired.com on the story about Google's restrictive court decision that has come down, forcing them to respect people's requests to remove search results. It sounds like they may be going even further and removing other results when people are requesting that. Oh, you want your name pulled from the search results from these points? Well, we'll just pull your name from all the search results or something like that. We're going to get the rest of the story here in a moment. But first, going to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Greg. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm very good. It's actually raining. It's the start of a hurricane here in New York.
Yeah, I'm very excited by it.
Yeah, it's category two up here, so hopefully it won't do too much damage. Okay. I called in yesterday, and I felt like I maybe didn't answer some questions well enough. I think one of you guys brought up that, if you wanted to start your own society, your own community, the current states kind of wouldn't allow that. And that's one of the big reasons why kind of states are evil, is because they're not letting you start your own experiment and see what happens, right?
Yeah, right. Governments sort of throughout history have been monopolies. Monopolies historically really hate competition because at that point they won't be in a monopoly, right? Their only monopolies, frankly, are, like a natural monopoly, which rarely exists for very long, or a state. The state is a monopoly, and it will sometimes hand that monopoly off to other organizations, but the only real monopoly is a state.
They prevent you, by the threat of force and actual force, from opting out from their system.
Right. And I guess I just wanted to bring a different perspective on the same situation.
Sure.
And say, I agree with you that in a certain given jurisdiction, by definition of jurisdiction, there is a monopoly on, the law or whatever. So there's one law that everybody knows. This is the codified law. And you're right about that within a jurisdiction. But if you look at a broader picture, and it's not just in the world, you could see this with Apple and Google and online, just like what you were talking about now. There are monopolies within a certain area, but they compete with each other. And governments and states compete and cities compete. So what do I mean?
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. You said that Google's a monopoly? What are you talking about?
So, for example, if you use Gmail, right, all your email is stored on Google. All your Google Docs are stored on Google. Then Google makes it easier for you to store everything inside Google. But then when you store it, you can't install your own plugins necessarily. You can just install what Google allows you to install. Similarly with Apple, if you have,
That's not true. With Google Chrome, for instance, you can install beta plugins and alpha plugins that aren't available in the Google Chrome store. You just have to...
But only because they let you.
You can always take your data out of Google because of the Data Liberation Project.
Yeah, if you don't like Google Chrome, there's other browsers that you can use. How is Google a monopoly, though? You said Google and Microsoft...
Well, he's claiming that Google's a monopoly within the jurisdiction that Google's a monopoly with.
That doesn't make any sense. So, I'd like to have Greg explain that to me. What does that mean?
So I'll explain. Like you said, if you don't want your data on Google, it lets you take your data somewhere else. And certainly if you don't like to live in New York City because you don't like, the mayor's policies, you can move to another city. So it's very similar in that within the city, you are subject to its laws and jurisdictions. But as soon as you leave, if the city lets you leave, then it's competing with other cities. And if it's free, if you're free to leave, then that's freedom in some sense, because you can choose between cities, right? And you can choose between online services.
And we would agree that the opportunity costs on moving your house and your life from New York City to New Hampshire is significantly more than moving your email service from Gmail to an email service that you created yourself.
But there's also a difference here, Greg, and that is that I can choose to have email, and I can also choose to not have email. But I'm, you know, unless I choose to end my life, I'm going to have to live it somewhere. And I don't really think that saying to somebody, well, if you don't like your choices, you have to kill yourself, is a real freedom-oriented option. So therefore, I'm still forced, under the threat of violence, to live in some sort of political designation where men with guns will attack me if I don't do what they say. Whereas, if I don't want to use Google's Gmail service, I can just disable my account. And if I don't want to use any of the other email services, I can not have an account with them, and I can create my own email system if I want to. So it's not even at all a direct corollary.
Well, I actually agree with you. Brought up two great points. The first point was switching costs. Yeah, it's an opportunity cost. Is the switching cost is very high moving country to country. It's smaller for moving city to city. Obviously, neighborhood to neighborhood, it's even smaller. So that has to be taken into account, of course. But, you know, it's still possible. People immigrate all the time. But the second thing I don't necessarily agree with, I think you said that there's no place on earth, basically, that you can start something. I would argue that it's more like, look, you have Facebook, you have other social networks. And if you want a good experience and they host it for you and they have the best practices and they have a huge critical mass, then you would join one of these things. Obviously, you could leave, but it would also involve a lot of cost. You wouldn't see your friends.
But I don't want to join a criminal gang. I don't have a problem with joining Facebook or Google because they give me products and services on a consensual basis that I desire, and they desire my usage and my looking at their advertisements and things like that. We have a mutually beneficial relationship between the two of us. But with the state, with the city, with these governmental organizations, there's a threat of violence involved, and
there's
that's why everything's different.
There is no government on this planet that attracts people by offering them better service. All governments attract people and keep their citizens through violence and taxation and threats of force.
Well, some places have lower taxes, Johnson. That's why, like, people have moved to New
Hampshire.
So
less threats, but it's
right.
Still threats.
Still a threat.
So Greg, yeah. I mean, taking this to the extreme, obviously black people continued to live in Alabama after slavery and Jim Crow and during the Jim Crow period.
Does that mean they consented to it?
Right. I mean, you know, obviously this isn't consent, and you have agreed in the past that freedom to leave is ultimately the freedom, and that we don't have freedom to leave here, really, on this planet. So you're not claiming that there's freedom, right?
No, I'm basically saying that you can start your own society in a place, but that place will not be as well developed. The same way you can start your own email server.
Antarctica? Is that what you're saying? Are you advocating for Antarctica?
No, not Antarctica. Well, there's plenty of places on the earth that have very weak government. In America.
Hold on. Let me tell you a story. This is about a place called Minerva. It was the idea of some libertarians to go out into an unclaimed atoll and add some sand and build up a little island and create a libertarian paradise. The governments of, I believe, New Guinea, Tonga, Australia, and New Zealand got together. They told the king of Tonga, the king of Tonga, to head out with a gunboat. Now, these are people that are not prepared to defend their little bit of their little sandbar. They're just there. A boat shows up with a .50 cal on it and says, "You will be leaving now, or you will be dying now. You can choose." And they didn't. Yep. So there is no place on the planet. By the way, Antarctica's already claimed, and there's treaties that say that you know, people can't move there. Unless you build a boat and claim that boat is a nation, because every boat has to be licensed to a flag, And I'm sorry, the United States, the most powerful government the world has ever seen, is a big proponent of this because they don't like the fluidity of states and changing hands and things like that changing.
Greg, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
There really isn't freedom to leave.
We're going to come back with more here in moments. You can take control as well here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 2nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,327.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,375.98, $687.99 for a half ounce, or $343.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,375.98, $687.99, and $343.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can, of course, bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. And there's some great advertisers that are behind the show. Quantum Vibe and Big Head Press have been with us for a while here on Free Talk Live, to the point where they have now released Quantum Vibe Volume 2, Murphy. It collects the adventures of the group of, I don't know how you describe them, heroes, I guess, science fiction adventure webcomic that we've been talking about for quite a while. You can actually go and read it for free at quantumvibe.com. Buy yourself the 161 full-color page printed volume from amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and bigheadpress.com. In Volume 2, the question is asked, when we create, we manage to create robots that can look and act like humans, that is, androids, will they be our slaves, our masters, or our partners in exploration and prosperity? And the answer, according to Quantum Vibe, is all of the above. So you'll encounter the heroes with their epic mission to open a vast new frontier as they meet an android slave culture on terraformed and corporatized Mars. Then they later join forces with a liberated android friend to avert a deadly disaster in the freewheeling asteroid belt. Go and check it out at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, BigHeadPress.com. It's Quantum Vibe. All right, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll go with more on the Google takedown notices where people are requesting. 50,000 requests have come in just the last few weeks to Google in Europe to take down search results that some people didn't like. Let's go first, though, to Michael W. Dean, the host of Freedom Fiends, with us here tonight. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
It's pretty funny.
Hey, what's up?
How's your brain?
It's good, man. It's been a nice recovery week here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, I had so much fun with, like, living vicariously through you just tripping your brains out. And, yeah, that's...
I really wasn't tripping very hard on your show.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. The government tells me that. So, you know, one quarter of one old hit of acid on the radio is tripping, you know, what's on radio. So I went out and bought a Lexicon MX200 effects unit. And the Freedom Fiends will never be the same, and nobody will like to listen to it.
Because you're going to start using effects on your microphone?
Yeah, I just got it, and this is the first test of it, so gotcha. There you go.
It's working. I'd like to let you know. Well, what for our listeners that don't know, you were out at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last week. It was your first time visiting Porkfest, and it seemed like you and your wife, DJ, had a lot of fun there. And it was also a lot of fun doing your show in the middle of the night. You do Freedom Fiends from 1 to 3 in the morning. And so you actually had me come on the first night that you were there, and I had taken a very weak dose of LSD earlier in the evening.
Yes.
And
you have taken some LSD.
And my board...
so hard.
The remote...
Yes,
really wasn't that hard. if I was tripping too hard, I wouldn't have wanted to come on the air, I don't think. But anyway, the board that I was using there at Porkfest has vocal effects on it, very much like the ones you're using now. But thing is, the way that it's set up, and I don't know if there's a way to make it work the way that we might have wanted it to, the listeners on the radio did not hear the vocal effects. So you were turning on echo and reverb and, like, you know, devil voice and chipmunk voice, and you were doing all of these effects, and everyone in the audience at Porkfest could hear this. But to the radio listeners, they weren't hearing any of that. And so it was like people listening to the same show were not listening to the same show. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just for the listeners in the room. The people playing the home board version of the game did not get the effect. And there is not a way to do that when you're doing a mix minus like that, which is why I got an effect that does it before it goes out on my mic.
Very cool, man. Well, it sounds like you're going to have fun with that tonight, or I guess it'll be tomorrow or Monday or whenever it is.
Yeah, Saturday.
I actually
did call in about something, though. So
okay, good.
When I showed the movie that I made, Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom at Porkfest, I hadn't seen it in 3 years since it came out. Hmm. You know, because when I come out with something, I don't rest on my laurels. I move on to the next big project I'm working on. So I actually got to see it with an audience there, and it was really fun.
Was that the first time you'd ever screened it in front of an audience like that?
A Porkfest audience, okay. But yeah, I'd shown it a couple places before, but no, but it was the first time it was in front of the right audience, okay. I would say. And so I'm watching it. I'm thinking, God, there's so much like minarchism and the Constitution's going to save us and the stuff that I believed 3 years ago when I was making it.
Wow.
You know, I went from minarchist to anarchist while making it, basically from just hanging out with Nima Vedati every day, you know. And so I'm watching and I'm like, you know, this movie's 99 minutes long, and if I took out about 20 minutes of the Constitution licking, it would be a much better movie. And I said at Porkfest that I was going to do that, and I basically, like, planned it while watching the movie, planned it on the plane home, and then yesterday I did it. I did it. It took, like, 8 hours. I cut 22 minutes out of the movie. And if you go to gunsandweed.com, you can download the torrent of it, a DVD ISO or a really good looking HD encode or watch it all on YouTube. And I would invite people to do this. It's like, you know, point and click activism.
So this is like Guns and Weed 2.0. It's more hardcore.
Yeah. I will be sharing a link to that tonight.
It's more hardcore and it's a faster pace.
Definitely. And, you know, cool. I probably took out 15 minutes of statism and then like 5 minutes of stuff that just didn't work after seeing it for 3 years later. And it's really a better movie now. I want to thank Derek J for giving me some ideas technically on how to do it. Like, I tried to open up the whole project and it was on a different computer and it just didn't line up. And Derek's like, hey, I did that with my movie. I just took it from the high def output and just chopped. And I'm like, but then the music will jump and stuff. And like the music, it worked fine because the music's all like kind of trip hop that has a beat through it anyway. So it doesn't seem like it jumps when I took it out. A couple places I had to put in an audio fade and a fade, you know, crossfade visually, but it works so much better, man.
Hey, it's far out.
You know, cause also when you make a movie, you think you have to put everything in it. You think it's going to be the last thing you're ever going to do. That's how I feel about art. And it's like, you look at it with fresh eyes 3 years later and you're like, man, I got to do some chopping. So go to gunsandweed.com and get that and share it far and wide, please.
Far out. Hey, thanks for the heads up on that. And yeah, Derek J did do the same thing with Victimless Crime Spree. Oh, no, I guess not the exact same thing. Victimless Crime Spree was always a hardcore voluntarist, you know, peace message. And it still is. He just wanted to do a short...
Yeah, a long movie can always be shorter. You know, it doesn't have to be really, really long.
No, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. Appreciate the call tonight. Yeah, and I mean, I prefer the 90-minute version just because with Derek J's, I mean, we did cut down from like 8 hours of footage basically into a feature-length documentary, and our goal to have a feature-length documentary. And I don't think you can really argue that 60 minutes is feature-length. I think it pretty much has to be, you know, at least an 80-minute, if not 90-minute movie for it to be considered feature length. And but the 60-minute one is really solid. It's a good one. So if you're a little more time challenged, you can just watch the hour-long version. And both of those are available at victimlesscrimespree.com. Just click up on Watch in HD Free right up there at the top of the page, and it'll link to both of them. So very cool stuff. Toll-free number, and it's free, at victimlesscrimespree.com. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Johnson has more to say from the Wired.com piece about Google and these takedown notices where people are able now in the EU to request Google remove their name from certain search results. And it sounds to me like the window is wide open as far as what sort of things you can request to be pulled down, like almost anything. Very, very loose rules on this. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You share your thoughts.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory-authorized sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Factory-fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Posted links to the new hardcore voluntarist version of Guns and Weed on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. Also posted a link to the 60-minute Film Fest edition, as it's being called, of Derek J's victimless crime spree. So again, if you're time-challenged, you can go and check that out. All right, joining us here.
How short is Guns and Weed?
It's now a 60-minute cut, I think.
Well, here's a genius idea. Grindhouse! Come on! Slap them together, put them in a full movie on DVD.
You should do that, Johnson. That's a great idea. I fully support it. Of course, both Guns N' Weed and Derek J's are already available as DVDs, and with the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVD, you get nearly eight hours of bonus activist footage on there. You just pop the thing in your computer, and you can pull them up and watch them. Very cool.
I think I would like to hear a commentary, like do a Grindhouse, right? But then have commentary.
Have Michael Dean comment on.
Michael Dean and Derek J commenting over both movies. So
yeah.
Like a whole, like an extra track.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Hey, you know what? If you need focus and you're feeling fatigued, check out modup.net. There's modafinil. You need to learn about this because studies show that 1 in 5 students are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge they need. Do your research over at modup.net. Look into their fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil. They're also a supporter of the Bitcoin community. When you order with Bitcoin at modup.net, you'll get a 33% discount, and to make the deal even better, use code FTL to get an extra 10 tablets with your order. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So look into it for yourself and learn about modup.net and modafinil. It's great service at a great price, and don't forget to use code FTL. As we continue here, Google is taking down people's requests in the EU. You can send Google a request to say, I don't like this search result about me. I think it should be removed.
And it's starting
to have to remove it, apparently.
And that kind of undermines the idea of what Google is supposed to be.
Right, to search things on the internet.
Right. Well, I mean, and, you know, continue with the article.
The good and the bad.
Right. Well, it also says, since the beginning, Google has cultivated the idea that its results are like good journalism, unbiased, complete, and compelling. Nowhere is that message more clearly telegraphed than in the design of Google's search interface itself. Google isn't a person. It's just this little box. Put your search here, and the smartest computers in the world will tell you what you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yeah, no messy human and judgment involved. In reality, however, teams of living, breathing people are constantly at work behind the scenes at Google, tweaking algorithms to juice search results according to subjective standards like quality.
Yes, unlike monopolies, Google does not rest on its laurels.
Right.
They're constantly upgrading and tweaking their technology.
It is still algorithmic, though. So, this article is making a point that I don't necessarily agree with, that it's human-driven. It's more algorithmically driven. But
somebody writes those algorithms.
Right, sure. Well, it says, this is often a good thing. Concerted efforts to cut down on the proliferation of link spam and content farm drivel have kept search results truly useful, which is good for users and Google both. But as Facebook has experienced even more strongly in the backlash to its emotional contagion study, users prefer not to be reminded that human-crafted filters unavoidably come into play in the dissemination of digital content. Assessing the reaction to Facebook's study, social media scholar Dana Boyd writes that the anchor is really at the practice of big data itself. The idea that Facebook and other companies that collect and use data about people are far from just neutral facilitators. Facebook designs its algorithms not just to market to you directly, but to convince you to keep coming back over and over again.
They're good at that, man.
Yeah, I am hooked.
Yeah.
People have an abstract notion of how that operates, but they don't really know or even want to know, Boyd writes. They just want the hot dog to taste good. Whether it's
I want my notifications. I want them now.
Whether it's couched as research or operations, people don't want to think that they're being manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
So when they find out what Soylent Green is made of, they're outraged. The same could just well apply to Google. People don't want to think that their search results are fungible, which means that Google's interests are also best served by keeping that notion obscured by the simple search box. A censorship of news articles under abuse of the right to be forgotten is just as much as just a much more blatant reminder of that fungibility, a reminder that Google would clearly like everyone to just forget.
Can you rephrase that last part? I'm a little confused about what the fungibility of...
Okay, so it says the censorship of articles under the abuse of the right to be forgotten is a much more blatant reminder of...
Wait, so what you mean by that is Google has been removing articles maybe that weren't requested necessarily to be removed?
No. It's under this, people have been abusing this right to be forgotten thing. They're saying, like, remove this. And so Google's complying, and that's censoring news, right? It's censoring some news stories about certain well-known figures, which shouldn't really be removed. Unfortunately, they have to remove it because of this stupid EU law, but it's their public figures. Like, they should have to not remove this. I mean, what if somebody submitted a request in Europe, remove Obama from the internet? Like, Obama requests, I want to be forgotten.
Right.
Remove me from Google. I want to be out of here.
Barack Obama takes a plane flight to Europe and sends an email, right?
So suddenly they have to remove all news articles about the President of the United States.
That's so ridiculous.
All news articles everywhere. You can't have him on Google. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense. It's a nonsense, terrible law. And what
it's not even a law. It's just a court ruling.
Well, sure. But what it's doing is, if it's a court ruling, I think it's also a law over there. I mean, they're made it kind of a law.
Yeah, it's ruling from the bench, ultimately.
So
if they want that ruling, let them enforce it.
So it's also a reminder, though, that the Google results are not really truly algorithmic. They're human driven and that they're fungible. In other words, they're changeable. And Google doesn't want people to really think about that. You know, like they want you to think, hey, this is algorithmic. It's computer driven search. Your results are being generated by very smart computers and that people are not involved. But the reality is that people are involved. And this is really shining a spotlight on
that. I see what you're saying there.
Which is sort of this obviously liberal author's way of, attacking Google. I mean, it's one of these things where it's like,
Google deserves some razzing on this one. I mean, they did not stand up for freedom in this case. I mean, they stood up to the point of, going to the Supreme Court.
They're being kind of passive and aggressive. From the looks of it. Oh, yeah? You're going to have me remove this? Oh, I'll just remove a bunch of other stuff, too. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I kind of like the way that they're handling it. Oh, you submitted a removal request. Okay, we'll remove everything about you.
Is I kind of like actually that. What's happening,
it
though?
It seems like it. I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to wait. I mean, we're still in the really early days of this.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
If they are doing that, thank you, Google, because, I mean, that's amazing. That's really kind of the hilarious way to respond to it, and they really should.
Yeah, okay, if they are doing that,
It's going to make the Internet, it's going to set the precedent for other companies to do the same thing, and it's going to make search engines completely useless, which is just going
to... Why would they want to do that to themselves?
Why? Because it mocks the EU's ruling.
Well, so what? That doesn't make them money.
They're not making money by continuing to be in the market. How's it going to make them money by drawing?
If people don't go to Google, they're not going to be in the market anymore. If people in Europe decide, we can get better results from startpage.com
This ruling applies to everyone. If it's right to be forgotten,
though?
I believe so.
It probably does, but it wouldn't apply to companies not doing business in those countries. If you're search based,
right, you're not making any money if you're not doing business.
That's not true. You can take money from people in other countries. You can take Bitcoin. You can set up credit card processing. You don't have to be physically located in one of those countries to do business there.
I'm not sure.
To do interactions with people living there.
I'm telling you that I was using Google Indonesia here in New Hampshire.
Right.
So if somebody, if Google moved out of the EU, wherever that might be, and just said, we're not doing business there, but you can access this if you want to.
Yeah, we'll come back with more here. Toll-free number 855-453, 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not
want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent
Fiends archives.
Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes? Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Free of anything you want. Toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio this evening, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Lots of cool stuff on our website. And it's all free. You don't have to pay a subscription fee at freetalklive.com. But we do have the Free Talk Live AMP program, which really helps Free Talk Live out. It helps us get on new radio stations. Actually, just got a couple of new stations signing on today. Very excited about that. We'll be announcing more stations in the near future. Got over 150 licensed FCC licensed radio stations, even more that are not licensed by the FCC over at, it's hard to count those, over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about how many stations we have there and where they are. But if you want to help us get on more, because we can get on 300, 400, 500, maybe even 600 radio stations. It's all
Rush Limbaugh's on 600,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
And he's got a much more difficult contract than we do. You have to carry all three hours. You have to, you know, there's affidavits, make good, the whole thing.
You don't have to pay Free Talk
Live. There's a check on a monthly basis, yep.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And actually, there was somebody who I was hoping would call in tonight, but he didn't. And I think it's relevant to kind of bring it up, at least short form here. And maybe if he does call later this week, we'll talk further about it. But the Free Talk Live AMP program goes to get Free Talk Live into more ears, not just to get new radio stations, but to bring new internet listeners on board, for instance. So, like, we're doing Google AdWords outreach campaign, advertising to people, getting clicks, getting people to listen as a result of internet advertising. But something else that is done is Free Talk Live is buying satellite time through RRSat, which is a satellite provider company. It's called Free to Air Satellite, which means that all you have to do is get a receiver and a dish, plug them in, point the dish in the right place in the sky, and you can receive LRN.FM content 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in your home.
Free.
Anywhere, yeah, for free. Just for the cost of the equipment. That's it. No monthly fee. And that includes also a bunch of other free TV stations like RT, Al Jazeera's up there, and this is across all of North and Central America. What I didn't know, and I didn't find out until today, and it was actually a post by Michael W. Dean that gave me the heads up in the Free Talk Live AMP-only forum on Facebook, is where this conversation went down. So if you're an amplifier, you can go and read the details on this. But Michael said he was talking with a listener of both Free Talk Live and the Freedom Fiends and LRN.FM online from Cameroon, Africa. And I didn't know where Cameroon, Africa was. Maybe I'd heard the name in the past.
You didn't know that Cameroon was in Africa.
I didn't know anything about Cameroon. Turns out it's a place where English is an official language along with French. And it's kind of in the central west, like on the western coast region in the central portion of Africa. And so the guy claimed he was listening to Free Talk Live via satellite. And that made me think, wow, we're still on in Africa. What happened was, back in 2012, our satellite company gave us a trial run on this new satellite up in Africa. And they said, oh, we're just going to put you on 2 months for free, because they wanted to sell us Africa as a distribution. And they never took us off. So we've been on in Africa, in West, you know, Central Africa for 2 years on satellite.
Do you think these satellite covers just a portion of Africa? Africa's big.
It's a big continent, and this satellite signal only covers the east-west Central Africa. But there's still a lot of damn people that live in that area.
Free Talk Live down in Africa.
The guy was a huge fan of LRN.FM. He says he's introduced our shows and the network to lots of his friends, that they'll get together, get together and hang out and talk about the issues that we discuss on the air. And I just thought it was so cool because, you know, I'd always envisioned this show and LRN.FM getting into ears or international. Whether people speak English or not, because we know we've had Chinese listeners call in the past and say they listen to Free Talk Live just to listen. They're in English classes, and they listen to our show to hear English being spoken.
Right. Well, Free Talk Live has been rated the best political podcast 5 times by PodcastAwards.com. So we have a high profile. I mean, you don't obviously want to pay for some radio talk show host's podcast if you're just trying to learn English. Just want to learn, hear people speaking it.
And this guy happens to speak English. He's again, if English is a national language in Cameroon, he happens to be an English teacher.
Trying to offset my notion of certain African countries like Liberia and just thinking I was thinking about eating this baby of the offending general, but instead I will practice the non-aggression principle. It's just such a disparate, some areas in Africa are so violent.
I think,
it's interesting to think of Free Talk Live, somebody over there that could potentially be in this kind of an environment listening to a show like Free Talk Live.
I think that Africa is probably, I'd have to look at the square, the square miles on it, but Africa is something like the size of North and South America combined.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different people in Africa. And Johnson, I would think that people who are being oppressed and held down are very, very ripe to the ideas of freedom.
Absolutely. I'm just trying to say, just thinking about somebody, when you speak on the radio, you are kind of trying to at least somewhat think of what your audience might be thinking or how they're reacting to something. And it's interesting to think about, for example, everything that we've said in this particular show, going into the minds of somebody who has been exposed to that level of
brutal violence. Sure. And
yeah.
I love the idea that these ideas are getting out in places that you might not necessarily have realized when you amped the show. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You're reaching more people with the ideas of liberty than you may have even had any clue. Let's go and go to your phones and phone calls and thoughts. Steve in Utah, you're on Free Talk Live listening via TuneIn online.
Hey.
Hello, Steve.
I was wanting can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. I thought of a way that Google could comply with the European order without so much labor. If there's 100,000 people or a million people, they said they want to edit themselves off the internet, that's going to become humongously monstrous project for Google.
very expensive on human hours to try to verify a claim. Oh, yeah, some Joe Blow is emailing us saying they want all these links taken down. How do you know that's the real guy? I guess you'd have to require some sort of government ID, but who's to say that wasn't falsified?
Right.
I mean, it sounds to me like it would be a pretty ridiculous process to go through this, to try to remove stuff by request.
So I have a simple concept, and that is figure out what country they're coming from, figure out the IP addresses that correlate with that country, and block all Google access from that country. They want censorship? Boom, there. That country is censored. Any other request from that country, fall into that one. Then done. They only have to go through about 15 or 20 of those, and they're done.
And would the idea there be that the Google would be making people so upset that they couldn't access their services that they would complain to the politicians and change the law? Is that the idea?
Yes. Yeah. They want censorship. Fine. 100%. We don't go with part, you know, piecemeal censorship. Let's go with 100%. Your nation wants censorship. 100% for you folks. There you go. Have fun.
Steve, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Let's continue here with Brian, I believe, in Nashua, New Hampshire. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, it's a good thing this weather wasn't last week. We actually had pretty good weather during Borgfest this year.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you bet. I was going to say, is this related to the Google's, quote, chilling effects, where they talk, where they actually list everything that's been requested to be removed on the Google listings? And I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it sounds like this is just basically going to turn chilling effects to overload. I'm just trying to understand if it's just news or if it's actually just web results.
I believe they can request takedown of any results.
Anything that's listed on Google.
They're very wide categories.
Actually, Ian, you are absolutely right about that. They should have just backed out of the countries because I'm just seeing another article apparently that Jeff Taylor, the head of the BPI, the UK's RIAA, is now saying that Google's acquiescence to the right to forgotten has proven that, of course, Google could have done, and it should be doing more to fight piracy.
Oh no! Like pulling down torrent sites,
sure,
and like that.
So of course it's this. They've opened the door.
Scary stuff. This may be the beginning of the end. I mean, if this spreads in other countries, maybe it'll just stay at the EU
this
level.
This could be the beginning of the end of the internet if this trend continues.
No, come on, the internet's not going to go away.
Too cozy of a relationship with the NSA. Back in May, documents were released that they're basically in cahoots with the NSA with fake servers and the likes. May 6th, Greenwald released a document that just showed emails talking about the CEOs meeting in private NSA meetings with Apple, Microsoft, and other big tech companies. And they sat down and they talked about what backdoors they were going to leak and what things they were going to censor. So it's been going on for a while.
Brian, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. If you didn't get in tonight, just call us tomorrow, right at the beginning of the show, 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Yes, unlike other talk shows, you can actually continue a topic onto another night here on Free Talk Live. If you didn't get your thoughts out, we'll have time for you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you a programmer? Are you proud of your programming skills? If you can program, then you can prove theorems. And if you can prove theorems, then you can get proof that you can prove theorems at mathgate.info. Are you looking to employ a programmer? Before hiring an applicant, you can verify their skills by asking them to pass a test in basic formal reasoning at mathgate.info. All of this can be done using only Bitcoin addresses as pseudonyms. Welcome to the future. For more information, visit mathgate.info.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.